Hi, guys.
Hey, Dorsey. Hey, Dorsey.
You want some coffee, Dorsey?
Yeah, thanks.
A little late this morning, huh?
Yeah, I would have been here on time, but I kept getting extra cities.
Right.
You play too.
What?
Missile Command. Video game, it's in all the arcades.
Oh, no, I try not to hang around those places.
Well, you should try it. I mean, you got this big TV screen, your controls, you got all these atomic bombs coming down that you got to intercept before they blow up your cities. It's a lot of fun.
What cities?
I don't know. They don't specify.
Well, then who's bombing them?
I don't know. What difference does it make? I mean, it's just a stupid game.
Well, it just seems to me that the whole idea of getting your kicks playing around with nuclear holocaust is kind of warped.
I don't have to talk to you.
Okay.
So you're a Rangers fan?
Yeah.
Kiss him goodbye.
Good morning.
Good morning, Karen.
Morning.
Hey, Barn.
Hey, Barn.
Oh, Dietrich, don't forget to get started on those crime statistics, right?
I finished them.
Huh?
I broke down 1980 into crime and category, just like you asked. Also worked up a statistical analysis of the last 5 years. Indicates the percentage increase or decrease in each category. Plus projected crime rates for 1981. High crime areas, weather-related crimes. I think this would be a big help for you in your budget and manpower requirements for the next 12 months or so.
You did all this already?
Did it on a weekend.
Ah, ah. Well, I hope we didn't put a crimp in your social life.
No, I don't have a social life.
You giving up girls?
Yeah. I just decided to put unnecessary things like women and sex on hold for the next year or two.
Ooh, would that be the new celibacy?
You're familiar with it?
No, not firsthand, but I have read about it.
A lot of people, including myself, just feel that abstinence has a purifying effect on your mind and spirit. Allows you to redirect your energy to more productive and meaningful activities.
Well, if this is the result, I'm all for it.
Thank you. Did your windows?
12th Precinct, Sergeant Harris. Yep, right. We're on our way. Barn, that was the Butler Hotel. They got a disturbance over there in the bar. It's hooker related.
Ah, you and Dorsey.
Okay. Let's go, Dorsey. It's you and me.
Great. Hey, as long as we're going out, does anybody want us to bring something back?
No, nothing for me, thanks. So far, so good.
I was just looking to have a good time. What, there's a law against that?
Yes.
Oh.
Right, get in
here. All right, what do we got?
This is our disturbance, Barney, Mr. Ray Athens.
Mr. Athens?
What?
And this is the object of his affection and ire, Miss Christine Scott.
Captain Miller.
It's a pleasure.
And meet Lenore Dubois. She just came along for the ride.
Look, sugar, I was just minding my own business.
That's why you're here.
What's the story?
Well, according to the bartender barn, Mr. Athens here approached Miss Scott in the lounge and made some subtle inquiry in regard to having his brakes relined.
An auto supply. We say things like that.
Anyway, Miss Scott here rebuffed his offer, at which point he flew into a gin-induced rage.
She told me she was booked up, that I had to call, make an appointment. I get that from dentists.
She had this on her when we picked her up on, you know, standard call girl issue.
It's just a phone book.
Oh, yeah, right. Phone numbers, addresses, names, prices, idiosyncrasies.
Everybody has them.
Aaron, check this one out. Prefers black lace and garter belts. Musk oil and creme de menthe. Austrian peasant garb. Must yodel.
Who am I to judge?
All right, Miss Scott, Sergeant Harris will need some more information from you.
You want to take a seat right over here?
Captain, my book.
I'm afraid we're going to have to hold this now for evidence.
That's okay. I've got it on microfilm.
Seat right?
Sure. And then I couldn't get a lousy 5 minutes, but for somebody else, she does Sound of Music.
Dietrich?
What now?
Take care of Miss Dubois?
Yeah, I think I can handle that. Over here, Mama.
Okay, Foz.
That's it. Let's keep it hostile.
Hey, come on. I was just going in there for cigarettes.
You shouldn't be smoking either.
What do you got here?
Rhonda Halleck picked her up in the bar.
What charge?
Same as the others.
How old is she?
15 and a half.
This bubblegum bimbo's trying to grease the bartender so he'd let her hang out and do some business. He called us over just to get her out of his hair.
What a jerk. Can't even make a decent daiquiri. Well, it's what I heard.
Aren't you a little young for this line of work?
You got something against junior achievement?
In the preliminary call juvenile.
Yes, sir. Over here, Lolita.
What do you got in mind, cowboy? A little rough stuff?
Sit down.
Sergeant?
Thank you. May I?
Sure.
Gold, yes?
Yes.
You know, I've been thinking about indulging myself in one of these, but I'm always afraid I'm going to lose it.
I can't tell you how many of these I've lost. But I just keep getting more.
Okay. As soon as we get a little information here, you can make your, Just dial 9 first.
Every time you cops drag me in here, I gotta work the streets twice as hard just to make up for it.
Yeah, I got my own problems.
Last time when I couldn't make bail, I missed the whole damn Democratic convention.
Yeah, they asked about you.
What are you, funny?
I used to be.
Yes, Phil, I realize it dilutes the portfolio. That doesn't matter. I don't care what you have to sell. I want that stock. Believe me, this information comes straight from the top. Right, 2,000 shares first thing in the morning. Thanks.
So you got a hot stock?
I think so.
You know, the way you were talking sounded like you'd gotten the scoop on another Genentech. Of course, nothing's that hot, huh?
I'm dumping my Genentech to get this.
What? I mean, what?
I'm sorry, I'm not at liberty to say.
Oh, of course you are.
No, I'm afraid I'm not.
Okay. So why don't you just point to it?
You got a girlfriend?
No.
You gay?
I don't get another choice?
No. It's just that there's this guy at the place that I'm staying that's kind of cute, too. But he's gay.
I'm not.
Good. So, you ever make it with a 16-year-old?
Once. When I was 16. Wait right there.
Yeah.
Captain? Mm-hmm. I finished writing up Halleck. She lives at a place called Rainbow House, sort of a combination group home, crash pad. I got the guy who runs it, Mr. Gawa, coming down. But in the meantime, I'm going to do a little checking on the place.
I know we see that sort of thing all the time, but it still gets to you.
Right.
I mean, you strip away that outfit. Loud mouth. You'll probably find a lovely, fragile, frightened little girl.
Sure. It's what guys your age are paying for.
I appreciate that.
Hold on a second, will you? Harris.
Yeah.
The deputy commissioner's office would like to verify that we're holding Miss Scott.
Oh, is that Maury?
Maury? Maury?
Yes, Your Honor, I've got it right in front of me. Matter of fact, I'm going through it right now. Yes, quite legible. No, I haven't reached the case yet. Yes, Judge Kemp, I'm sure it would be a tragedy if it fell into the wrong hands. As a matter of fact, I've never been to Nassau. I'm sure it is lovely this time of year. Well, I'll have to check my schedule. I'll do that. Yes, Your Honor. Bye-bye.
Ron, a few more calls came in while you were on the phone. So a couple from City Hall, a senator's aide, and the UN. I think you may be addressing the General Assembly.
All interested in this?
Everyone expressed his genuine concern.
No doubt about that. This thing reads like the who's who in business and politics.
Oh, anyone I know?
Him?
Well, I guess that's one way to negotiate a lasting peace.
This your ball?
Yeah.
Did you forge all these names yourself?
No.
My old man took me to a ball game once when I was a kid. I think we saw the Mets and the Cubs.
Oh, yeah, that's always a good game.
He got me a little pennant, hot dog and a beer. Really great seats.
Well, sounds like your dad was a nice guy.
It was a mugger. Some guy who rolled out season tickets. Halfway through the game, a cop showed up, dragged us both out of the stadium.
Oh.
Want to hear what happened to the puppy I got for Christmas?
It's a new fragrance for me. Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like it? Come on, be honest.
Want to get your stinking hand out of my face?
Hey, kid. You got anything to chew on? Gum, mints, tetracycline?
Sorry, I'm all out.
It's okay. Tell you, it ain't getting any easier.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, between the sweet young things like you running around and Princess Grace over there, the demand for your basic black chick just ain't what it used to be.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Hey, honey, you may be hot stuff now, but you get a few pounds and a few wrinkles on them bones, and they ain't exactly gonna be lining up for your hips either.
Hey, don't worry about me, okay? Worry about yourself.
Sugar is the same thing.
Rhonda.
Hi, Mr. Gower.
What on earth are you doing here?
They picked me up for soliciting.
Malcolm Gower.
Yes.
I'm Sergeant Darcy.
Yes, Sergeant. I hear there's been a small misunderstanding between Rhonda here and yourself in regard to her charity work.
What charity work? She was hooking.
Now, is that any way to get change for Jerry's kids?
Sir, I appreciate the fact that congressmen have the same urges as normal people. No, sir, believe me, I have no intention of releasing it to the press. You're perfectly welcome.
Yeah. God bless you, too.
Mr. Gower, the guy from Rainbow House, is here.
Ah, Mr. Gower, I'm Captain Miller.
Ah. Have you hugged your kid today?
Beg your pardon?
Just a little motto we have over at the Rainbow House. Completely apolitical.
Very nice.
Now, Captain, I realize that you gentlemen are very busy. So, if you'll just allow me to take Rhonda home, I'm sure that one good self-help session with the other children will set her back on the straight and narrow in no time.
I'm certain it will, but, if you don't mind, Mr. Gower, we'd appreciate, just a little more information about, Rainbow House.
Ah, well, we're strictly a non-profit organization.
Who's we?
Oh, I am. Yes, sir, we get most of our funding from the private sector. Various civic groups, concerned individuals, like me, lovers of children, all.
And, what do you do with this money?
Oh, every penny of it goes to the maintenance of the house and the welfare of the children, feeding them, providing them a place to sleep, clothes to wear.
You bought me this.
It was on sale.
Mr. Gower, how long has Miss Howick been with you?
Why, Rhonda came to us just last month. Yes, the first time I saw her, she was a wretched sight. Dirty, shivering, her cheeks flushed with the cold. Her delicate body braced against the elements, the wind whistling across the edges of her torn, tattered, tight jeans. Oh, I do go on about the weather, don't I?
Sir, I came across some interesting tidbits you might want to take a glance at. I pulled 14 names out of vice files, minors with solicitation busts. All were residents of Rainbow House.
Would you care to offer an explanation for this, Mr. Gow?
Kids.
Mr. Gow, are you a pimp?
No, I certainly am not. I make no demands on my children. I ask no favors of them, and I pass no judgments. I provide them with a clean, safe place to live, with no booze or drugs. I've seen some of them through school, and I've even sent some of them back to their parents. Now, your little list wouldn't show that, now, would it?
Miss Halleck, has Mr. Gower here ever suggested that you or anyone else commit an act of prostitution?
No.
Well, I take it then that I'm free to go.
Yes, Mr. Gower, you're free to go.
Will Rhonda be joining me?
Afraid not. She's going to be sent to Children's Center. Along with a report for the juvenile authorities in which you will be prominently mentioned.
Fine. Goodbye, Captain. Sergeant. Goodbye, Rhonda.
Listen, thanks for the place to live and everything. Well,
we enjoyed having you with us.
Oh, one more thing. Maybe you think you're walking out of here with your little playpen intact, but off the record, I'm going to be watching you. I might even drop in every now and then, unannounced. You know what I mean? Make one mistake. Give me as much as an impure thought, and I'll be on you like ugly on an ape.
I get a lot of that.
Here you go, Christine. Two Sweet and Lows.
Oh, you found some.
Yeah, luckily we have a diabetic downstairs. He'll never miss it.
Thanks.
So, you, comfortable?
Yes, very.
Good. You can tell me about the stock. Hey, I let you use the phone.
Look, Sergeant, it's not that I have anything against you. It's just that any inside information I might gather due to my relationship with a client is privileged communication, and I simply won't discuss it any further.
You're under arrest. You know that.
I got bail tickets for Athens, Raymond, Scott, Christine.
That's me.
No kidding. If you lose this one, there's about 15 more pending.
Hey, can I have one of those?
They're not transferable.
Looks like we're going to be here all night.
I'm going to suck on my tie now.
Why aren't you in school?
Why aren't you taller?
Okay, let's go.
Well, it's about time.
A little antsy to get back into business?
Yeah, you going to try and stop me?
No.
Oh.
Let's go.
Look, I know you came down hard on Gower mostly because of me. And I just want to say that even though you're a cop, on top of being a pretty weird person in general, I still think what you did was pretty nice.
Thanks.
So, maybe sometime I'll let you take me out for a pizza or a little pinball or something.
Do you play Missile Command?
You mean that game where all the cities get blown to hell? Oh, I love that stuff.
You're gonna be all right.
Fourth Precinct, where's your horse? Yeah, he is. Come on.
Captain Miller here? Yes, Your Honor, she's still here. As is the book. Yes, Judge Finnegan, I already spoke with Judge Kemp. I'm fully aware of the possible repercussions. No, I have not spoken with anyone from the press, but I'm beginning to feel that it's not such a bad idea. What I mean is, if you and your highly placed friends would spend half the energy trying to serve the public as you do trying to cover up your extracurricular activities, this city, the whole damn country for that matter, would be in a hell of a lot better shape. No, I don't ski.
I ski.
Miller, I'm sorry for all the inconvenience.
Yeah, well, do me a favor. Next time you decide to get arrested, do it in another precinct, huh?
No need to worry. I'm moving to Washington the latter part of January.
That figures.
Goodbye, Sergeant Harris.
Ah, Christine. You know, it occurs to me that you and I might want to get together again sometime, you know, in friendlier surroundings. Maybe have a cup of coffee. Whatever.
Sure. Here's my number. Give me a call.
Okay.
But you realize the only thing you're going to get out of me is sex.
Forget it.
No!